Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting second. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Huffman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Walkup. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jim Walkup. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Boesberger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. West moves to second. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Bell reaches third base with a triple. West scores. Clift goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bell scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Browns 3, White Sox 3. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Walkup moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walkup scores. It's 4-3, Browns. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. West hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to third. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clift takes first base on ball 4. West moves to second. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vozmik hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Huffman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Walkup hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Huffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Davis reaches second base with a double. Davis is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. West hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0 for 1 in the game. Berger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Hayes moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Berger moves to second. It's Browns, 4, White Sox, 4. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vosmick hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Benny Huffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Huffman is 0 for 2 in the game. Huffman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. It's 5-4, Browns. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Walkup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkup is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Walkup hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. West hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Appling reaches second base with a double. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Appling moves to third. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-2 in the game. Berger strikes out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Appling scores. It's Browns, 5, White Sox, 5. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walkup fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sewell moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Vosmak hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Krivic reaches third base with a triple. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-3 in the game. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Walker moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Appling reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. Bonura moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. Appling scores. It's 9-5, White Sox. Sheriff Blake now pitching. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-3 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes moves to third. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hayes scores. It's 10-5, White Sox. Johnny Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rigney moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ethan Allen pinch hits for Sheriff Blake. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of West, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-4 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 11-5, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Huffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-4 in the game. Berger hits a fly ball into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Rigney drops the ball. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. West hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 11-7, White Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vosmick hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.